Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
One thing stood solid over and over and over, and that is the value to love our daughter. To love our daughter. To love our daughter. We've heard this comment over and over and over. We are to love the sinner, but hate their sin. The transformation that I went through was to love the sinner, but hate my sin. Yes, I do have a deep hatred for the abuse of alcohol and any other substance that a person would take. But I began to learn how to focus not on my daughter's illness, but to focus on who she was in the eyes of Christ.
John, say a word about just the tough love. I know you've used the phrase, let pain do its work. Did you have times when you needed to experience that, or your daughter was kind of ready to go into treatment?
Yes, and that's not my phrase. I learned that from a drug counselor who said you have to let pain do its work. And something Joe said earlier in the program, he talked about Sharon, his wife, and he moving together. And parents, I believe, or family members really need to move together so that that tough love, letting pain do its work, can work. You can't have the mother being tough and the father slipping the kid another $5 bill here and there. Parents have to decide together, we are going to express this tough love. And I just was relating to a friend recently who told me that their daughter was in an abusive marriage, and they tried to help her, and she said no. And my friend, the mother, said it was so difficult to back up and let our daughter be hurt, and she didn't use the phrase, but she could have said we had to let pain do its work until she was willing to come to ask for help and to come back to God. So it sounds as though it, in fact, lacks mercy, but in fact it is merciful, because until a person is willing to say, God, I need you, there's nothing we can do to help them. But again, it sounds like it lacks mercy, but it really is merciful to let someone live their own life until they come to their senses. Now, we're not talking about a 15-year-old kid here. We're talking about a 25-year-old young adult. There's a difference. With a 15-year-old kid, the parents have to be much tougher and say, these are the rules. This is how you're going to live. Kids can sneak, but the parents still have to be tough.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.